Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your closing bell brief for Friday, December 15th. I'm Danny Lewis for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks finished the week mostly higher, with the Dow Jones Industrials hitting a record close for a third day in a row. The Dow gained 57 points to close at 37,305. The NASDAQ rose 52 points, and the S&P 500 ended the week ever so slightly down, about a third of a point. All three indexes were up at least 2.5% for the week after hints that the Federal Reserve may cut interest rates in the new year. Among individual stocks, Costco finished up 4.5%, ending the week at a record high near $649 a share. That's after the retailer announced higher-than-expected profits last quarter, as well as a special dividend of $15 a share. Stock in DocuSign jumped 12.5% after we reported that the e-signature company is exploring a sale. People familiar with the matter say the $11 billion business is having early-stage conversations about a leveraged buyout, but there are no deals yet. Boeing shares gained 3.1%. The aerospace company is on a tear this week after hitting a 52-week high on Wednesday. Barron's reports that's mostly thanks to Wall Street analysts, who gave it positive ratings and upgrades in a bullish market. But things weren't so hot for cryptocurrency exchange Coinbase Global. Shares ended down 3.7% after the Securities and Exchange Commission declined a petition to draft bespoke rules for regulating crypto. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.